So everybody believes in Tchiyas HaMeisim. As we know that it's one of the Yud Gimel Yisoidei Emuna, Ikrei Emuna. And while it's fascinating that historically there were those that felt that the Rambam does not believe strongly in Tchiyas HaMeisim, the Rambam was the one that wrote the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna as well as the famous Igeres Tchiyas HaMeisim. Today we're going to discuss a very, very interesting part of this story, of this topic, this subject, and that is Tchiyas HaMeisim the final destination or another step in the journey? What do I mean by that? Everyone seems to agree that a person is born. If a person passes away, they end up Mir Tashem in Gan Eden. I once heard of art, and they say that everyone really ends up in the same place. They end up in a Beis Medrash full of Svarim. For some that's Gan Eden, and for some that's Gehenna. But Mirz Hashem, all the Neshamas end up in Gan Eden. And then Tchiyas HaMeisim happens, Mashiach comes, and people come back to life. The question is that the final stop, or is there another step afterwards? So with this we find a fascinating machloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban, which is often quoted in Chassidus, and it's negeh to many, many different other machloikisim. And that is, according to the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayis that we know that the final step is Olam Haba. According to the Rambam, Olam Haba is not Tchiyas HaMeisim. Olam Haba is a highest level of Gan Eden. Which means that according to the Rambam, B'Pashtus, a person lived, even if they pass away, they come back to this world to get Schar, and because the body helped do the mitzvahs, so therefore it gets part of the reward of Tchiyas HaMeisim. But then we have the ultimate level, which that ultimate level is Olam Haba. That's Neshamis without Gufim. It will be this infinite spiritual experience of Neshamis without bodies. Because a body conceals on the Neshama. So therefore, according to the Rambam, you can't say that the ultimate spiritual experience is going to be in this physical world. This physical world conceals Hashem. The Ramban argues, and the Ramban holds that the ultimate Olam Haba is in this world, or in the Lashon of the Tanchuma that's often quoted, Nisava Kodesh Baruch Hu Liyisloi Dira B'Tachtoinim. The ultimate spiritual experience is going to be in this physical world. Now that's a very radical idea. But this is the Ramban's Shita, that the ultimate spiritual experience takes place in Olam Haza Tachtim. In Derech Mitzvah Secha, the Tzemach Tzedek brings down these two Shittas. And let's see what he says. How does he paskin according to Chassidus? We know that Tzemach Tzedek was a poisik in Nigla de Torah and a poisik in Pnimiyas HaTorah. If you see in it's a mitzvah tzitzis, and then the Tzemach Tzedek paskins the last line, v'cheinu emes al pi haKabbalah, that according to Kabbalah, which is according to Chassidus, we believe that the ultimate Olam Haba is Neshamis Begufim, Neshamis in this world. Because the ultimate Etzem of the Eibishter is revealed Dafke B'Tachtoinim, Dafke in the Gashmius of this world, and it's Dafke in this world Basi Legani, that this is the Gan of the Eibishter, this is the hidden treasures, this is the delightful garden of the Eibishter, and it's here where the Shechina will be ultimately revealed in the strongest way. The Giluy HaAtzmus is going to be specifically B'Tachtoinim. which, if you understand this on a deeper level, and it's also based on the, you could see it in the Dvar Malchus of Parshas Toldos, where the Rebbe explains that the ultimate etzem, touching the etzem of a yid, reflects itself when you actually do a yid, a toiva begashmias. The Rebbe says a very, very revolutionary statement there, that to a certain extent, even more than teaching the Yechidus Shebenefesh, which is Chassidus, Pnimiyas HaTorah, when you do a yid, a toiva begashmias, and you help him, neshames begufim, there you're touching the etzem of a yid. So that is the achra of Chassidus. Now the Rebbe takes it a step further. And obviously, this all comes out in Tov Shinun Beis, where in Tov Shinun Beis, the Rebbe does Bizbuz Ha'oitzis, Pashur Hashkofis that were hidden for hundreds of years. Only the Rabbeim and the Mekubalim understood. The Rebbe revealed to us a new Hashkofis Achayim. And in the Sikh of Simchas Torah, Tov Shinun Beis, which then was the Siyam HaRambam, everybody knew this machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Says the Rebbe, Yesh Loimar, Shegam Ladas HaRambam, Iker Ushleimus Aschar Uboilam Atchiyo. That really, if you go to the Rambam personally, we know that the Rambam himself was a Mekubal. And at that time, it was a little dangerous to reveal it. So the Rambam was Meramezit. He wrote Yisoida Yisoides Vamuda Chochmes, which is Rosh HaTevis Yud Givovke. And the Friedrich Rebbe brings down from the Rebbe Rashab that the Rambam was a Mekubal that's accepted. The Rambam learned Kabbalah. And it's just not something that people speak about so much. But the Rebbe says, Lamitosi Sheldovar, even the Rambam agrees that the ultimate is Neshomis Begufim, that even though he wrote in other places about Neshomis without Gufim, that is Alpi Nigla de Torah, that's Alpi, you know, according to Nigla, how could a Guf, according to Hashkafas Chitzoinis, how could a Guf be a Keli for Kedusha, or the ultimate Kedusha? Mashenke, when you go into the Pnimius, and the Rebbe says it's Merumis, in the end of the Rambam, where the Rambam speaks about Yesigu das boidem kikoyach ha'odom and umol aretz deyas Hashem kamayim layom mechasim, that the Rambam is being meramez that ultimately even he agrees that the ultimate tzchar is oylem atchiyah gan neshomeis begufim.